We're talking about it, and I think we should start again for Abiyaso, just because that's the beginning of the sugya. Actually, it's not. It's before that. Let's see where we should start from. Maybe we should just start from, try and start from where we finished last night. Shmuel Amar, which is 3, 6, 8 lines to the bottom. Shmuel says, "Oh, by the way, this is happens to be a great adventure. I'm still working on the same cup of coffee from 2 o'clock this afternoon. Still hot. Yeah. Yeah." Okay. Says Mara Shmuel Amar, Kosher Chatas Mesa, anything which is said by a Chatas dies, Kayetzi Bo Pesach, Kufa Karv Shlom. In other words, the type of Chatas which. Guy got stuck to the back of the envelope. Okay, Shmuel Mar Kosher Mechatas Meis Kayetzim Pesach Gufo Karb Shlomim. Shmuel said anything which by a chatas must die, because it's the type of chatas which subject to lochmo should be seen that has to be starved to death. So by Pesach, it's such a devastating change that it can become shlomim itself, and it doesn't have to graze and then be redeemed, and the money used to buy a shlomim. Now, Vatina asked the Gemara, what about, and it says in our Mishnah, Potur, it says in our Mishnah, that if you have a Pesach which lost all its owners, which by a Chatos, if the owner of a Chatos died, or some other way became defunct, I guess dying is the only way to do it, the owner of Chatos died, so the Chatos has to die. And in our Mishnah it says, that you sacrificed a Pesach where all the owners died or they became members of another carbon, so you're a potter. Sarvim meimar potter puzzle. So they want to say that potter means you're potter, meaning you're tov b'dvar mitzvah. If you did it on Shabbos, you're not chayev carbon. But nevertheless, it's puzzle. The carbon itself is puzzle. Says more pasi lay. No, they explain that when it says in our Mishnah potter, it means kosher as well. Rabbi Yasser Shervi Yochanan said, the Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is talking about, it's called Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's not a case where everybody left the Korban. If everybody left the Korban, Taka might be possible. But our Mishnah is talking about, like Rabbi Yehuda, Tzienta, we learned over there, ain't sure there's a Pesach al Yochi, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says you can't check the Pesach for a solitary individual. Rabbi Yehuda, Matir, Im Chabur of one. So like Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yehuda in a case where everybody pulled off the Korban except for one person. But there's still one left. And that's why b'diavad, even though we say potter means kosher, and it's a valid korban as a shlomim. Again, say that because one guy's left. Rabbi Zira boy kumi raimona. Rabbi Zira has as a shlomim. Rabbi Zira as a shlomim. Yeah, can't be a peso. Rabbi Zira boy. Rabbi Zira asked on the language, Kumi Rav Mona, Fer Rav Mona, hey Nashko, where we found that potter means kosher? Homer Lacy said, Tinan Ocho Pot Potter, Utsinan Tamon Kosher. I'll tell you, we learn over here that it's potter, we learn over there that it's kosher. He's referring to specifically the case in our Mishnah of La'ochlev and Shlolo La'ochlev. If you shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos for people who can eat and people who will eat and people who will not eat, so our Mishnah says potter. And early in the Masechta we said shech the lochlev and shlo lochlev. It's not just potter but kosher. So we see that potter and Mishnah can be potter and kosher at the same time. Okay, v'al kulam. On all these cases, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broga used to say Omer. You can't burn these carbonates. These carbonates, Pesach, are puzzle. And they're pasul mamish, right? You can't use them as a shlomim. They don't fulfill the parameters of shlomim. But the key point here is he says they're not fully pasul. And therefore, in order for them to be, once you shech them, you can't just burn them on the spot, but rather you have to wait till they become nosar. Literally means their form deteriorates, which means they're left overnight and become nosar, and only they can be burnt. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Barakum, Rabbi Yossi. He asked Rabbi Yossi the following question. Nicho she'it muvashin moshku ba'ilam es yodo. I understand where the owners died or became tamei, or they pulled off the carbon. But what are we talking about? Mana kayomi. What are we talking about? Are we talking in b'chaim, if they pulled off while they're alive, while it's alive, pasul machshir. Then it is a very interesting term which I never saw before. And here it's Batan Ushami, a couple of ballets, it's Batan Ushami again. Pasul machshir means a quasi psul. Quasi pasul, not fully pasul. Pasul, which is still machshir, meaning that it's still somewhat kosher. It's a very interesting term. And a pasul machshir, or psul machshir, is the type of korban which you must have two bar two rosso. Besides whatever psul it has, which is only a quasi psul, it also has to become noser before you burn it. So ask the Gemara, manakayam im chayim, if they pull off during the lifetime of the carbon, pasul machshir, is it a pasul machshir? Pasul, it's outright pasul. Right? I don't understand why you need ibur tzura. It's mamish pasul. They pulled off during the carbon's lifetime, where the carbon was slaughtered, there were no owners. There are no owners on the carbon. That's it. The carbon is definitely pasul. Well, there's no ifs and buts about it. So what's the case of Rishrei Shmuel Menosh Rabbi Yochum and Broca said, it dafka is a case where you need Ibur Tzura. And Imlacher Shchita, if they pulled off after Shchita, Yesh Meshicha Lacher Shchita, and they can't pull off at all after Shchita. Once the carbon is shechted, it's fixed. So if they pulled off, so he's asking Imanafshach. When they pull off, if they pulled off before the carbon was slaughtered, pasul machshir, is that really a pasul machshir? Only a quasi pasul for it, you need ibur tzura. It's mamish pasul. If, however, they pulled off after shchita, it's not pasul at all, because they can't pull off after shchita, right? So which one is the one which requires ibur tzura? So says the Gemara, very interesting answer. Since he has rishus to pull off, but Lieberman brings down even the name of the near. Since the guy who was originally at Korban A, and now during the lifetime of Korban A, now join Korban B, can still pull off Korban B and join Korban A until the absolute last moment. So even if Korban A lost all its subscribers, since until the last moment you can jump back on, therefore it's considered to be a psul machshir. In other words, since it's a rectifiable psul, it never became fully psul until the knife was struck to its neck. Since it never became fully psul, that's why Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broca says you need ibur tzura before you burn it. Again, the way to read it is, since he can always pull off Korban B and go back to Korban A, that's why Korban A is only a pasul machshir, not a true pasul, and Ton Tzura, it's got to have become noser before you're allowed to burn it. Because there's no inherent psul in the animal. Where's the inherent psul in the animal? It's not like a bamu. It's not like a trefa. It's not like it even didn't have violin, because although it didn't have labayim at the last moment, until that last moment it had the possibility of being kosher. So there's no moment we can single out which became absolutely possible. That's what he wants to say. Look, I agree with you, it's a very big chiddush and a very difficult svara. Don't get me wrong. But there's no other way to interpret the Gemara. That's the bottom line. It's hard to figure out what else the Gemara might mean. All right, well, so we'll come back to this concept of Sulam Akshar, as I said, a couple of blot. In the meantime, the Gemara gets considerably easier now. No new Perek. Ajla Perek Eitz Eilu Dvori. Keitz Tzon is a Pesach. How do you roast the corn Pesach? Shmucho Rimoni, you take a pomegranate branch, and you toch lo mitoch piv, you push it in from its mouth, v'apen de Pesach Voso, until its anus, and it hangs mouth down, right? V'nose is krav, v'es b'nei me'el v'socho, and you put its legs, which you have cut off in the skinning process, and it's, or whatever, the butchering process, and it's innards inside it, and he roasted that way. Rabbi Kiva Omer can mean bishulu. This is like cooking, because they're cooking on the inside. In order to cook Korban Pesach, you hang the innards on the outside of the Korban. Lama Sharima, why pomegranate branch? I'm Rabbi Chir Babara, Chir Babazet, call 18, but it seems all wood is moist. And the moisture comes out. Literally, botzitzim means it wells out of the wood, bubbles out. The sharim on ena botzitz mashke. A pomegranate wood branch does not bubble out liquid when it becomes hot. Says more why? Manakim, what are you talking about? In belachin, if it's moist pomegranate, I feel sharim on botzitz, even pomegranate bubbles out. If it's dry wood, I feel no wood bubbles out. Says Yerushalmi Elokini. No, this is the way it learned. All wood, maybe it doesn't bubble out on the surface, but the inside, the green part, is moist, and that'll come out and it'll cook the Pesach on the inside because of the moisture which now enters the animal on the inside. Rimon, however, pomegranate, Yavishir Chutz, when it's dry on the outside, Yavishir didn't even dry through and through, and there's no moisture at all which can bubble out. It said, name Rabbi Yehuda. Solo Sobishbucha Matechas. You use a metal skewer. Amala, they said, no. The skewer itself becomes hot. And the inside of the animal cooks the animal. Doesn't roast it because it's inside. He said to them, Kishem Shil Eitzin and Nisraf, that's not true. It doesn't get hot on the inside. Just like a wooden skewer, it doesn't burn on the inside of the animal. So to a metal skewer, doesn't boil on the inside of the animal. Amrullah, they said, Lo dom etzaka, or om etz matechas. No comparison between wood and metal. Sha'etz cham mitzos lo cham kulo. Wood is a poor conductor of heat. If part of it comes hot, the whole thing does not become hot. V'sham matechas, but a metal, cham mitzos lo cham kulo. If part of it comes hot, the whole thing becomes hot, and therefore the section of the skewer, which is inside the animal, is going to boil the animal, which is, of course, forbidden. Istani tani, there's some who learned the opposite of Mishnah. Talk from the base of Gavasso that you stick the skewer in from the anus, Achimagina Tokbi, until you get to the mouth. The opposite of our Mishnah said from the mouth to the anus. So how do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Brisa? Al Daite, well, the two gear souls actually, because the Istani tani means they learned that way in our Mishnah. So Al Daite, the Hadin Tani, but Roy, that gear soul, which is outside the Mishnah, literally that we learned outside, Choser Vovcha teaches us that you turn it around. That first you cook it mouth down and then you cook it head down. Okay? No. First mouth down and then anus down, right, the rear side down. You turn it around. Okay? Now ask the Gemara a very basic question. Rabbi Yosef allows you to cook the intestines and stuff on the inside of the animal, put them back. What about the blood? What do we say about the blood? So Rabbi Yosef is a kiyach of it. Rabbi Yosef is because Rabbi Yosef says physically the meat inside is like a thick thigh. When you have a thick thigh, no matter how thick the slab of meat is. We say all the blood comes out when you roast it. So maybe when you put the intestines and stuff back inside the animal, so the blood just comes out, just like the blood on the inside of a thick thigh exits all the superficial layers and comes out. So too here, in this case, all the blood inside the intestines and legs that you put back inside the animal will eventually travel to the outside of the outer surface of the animal now being roasted in the oven, and it'll come out. So is it a physical thing? Oh, Kroy Kadosh, a fascinating possibility. Perhaps he dodges the psukim. It says Rosh HaKroy Valkirbo, its head on its legs and on its intestines. So what do we learn from that? Even though the blood might get stuck, it's a Xeris HaKosuk. It's a special dispensation. The Torah itself said, cook it this way, roast it this way. So even the blood might get trapped in there, it's still permissible to do so. An amazing concept. So if it's a Svara, it's a question if it's a Svara or if it's a Pasuk. And the Gemara, don't pull no punches. Manavi, maybe you know, what's the difference, which way we learn. Tzal Yobi Gdisho Chulin. To do the same thing when you roast the regular plain goat. If you're going to say it's like a thick thigh, then of course the next word is a typo. It should be kosher. Then the same thing is viable by a regular animal, right? A non-kachim animal. If you say it's a special way, it's actually possible. Then if you do it by a regular animal, it's going to be possible. Why? Because a regular animal, there we don't have a special dispensation. Those special dispensations, you can't get away with it. Okay? Isn't that amazing? Shocking! We're allowing blood for a Korban Pesach. It's like a Christian blood libel here. Right? Even though normally this should be also because of blood, on Pesach we'll say it's mutter here. If you could cook Kadarish. Boy, you guys should be jumping. No, Bobby didn't dress at all. Bobby just assumed it was mutter. Chatach me made a bus of it, tell you about. Well, another nafkina. What if you cut a piece of meat and you put it inside the Korban Pesach? Not the legs and the intestines, which the pasuk mentions, but another piece of meat. You cut off a steak and you stuck it inside the body cavity of the Korban Pesach which you're roasting. In time, we're going to say kiyach of the Rabbi Yosefi. Rabbi Yosefi looks at it like a thick thigh. Then this is mutter as well, right? Kosher. In time, a kroidor, you're going to say that's the psukim. So then, Rosh HaKroy Valkirbo, it's only the head on the legs and not the intestines, and everything else that you would put inside would render it possible. Okay? Because the only time dispensation for blood you would have would be for the crime, the legs, and Kirbo, the innards. Tommy will address that towards the bottom of the Omer. It says you shall me further. Another Nafkamina, now this one I didn't get too much. I mean, I didn't get fully. I don't understand exactly what's going on. Maybe I can do it now. Soyo Bechelev Shok, it should be Behevel. Sorry, now, should be not Bechelev, it's a typo. The Bnei Moshe says it should be Behevel. And Behevel means here Hevel. And Hevel means steam. So if you put the intestines and the legs over a pot, not in the Korban Pesach itself, but over a pot. Ite makirach ovid Rabbi Yosigli. If you're going to say it's like a thick thigh and that it comes out regardless, so then it should be, again, here the word should be kosher. In Tamar Kroy Dorish, you're going to say he's dashing psukim Rosho Valkirbo Valkirbo, then again it should be possible. Why? Because the only time I say it's permissible is if they are not in a pot, but rather if they are actually inside the Korban Pesach. And then there's a dispensation for the blood. But to put it in a way in which it's confined within the airspace of a pot in the oven, that would not be permissible. Again, if we say it's like a Yerichove, that's like a thick thigh, so even in the confines of a pot, everything is going to come out. But if we're going to say it doesn't work that way, it's a special dispensation. That special dispensation only applies to the inside of Korban Pesach, not the inside of any other vessel or container. Okay? That's what I think it means. Says Gemara, lo kentani, didn't we learn? Tzli eish, lo tli tzlik deilo. I understand, how can you put it over a pot anyway? Doesn't say tzli eish, it's got to be roasted in fire and not roasted in a pot. Shani lo, no, that's different, that's benogea begufa shok deilo. It's a problem where it touches the
let me make sure I get this right.
Yeah, it's only not allowed to, way would explain that, it's only not allowed to touch the actual walls of a pot. But you put it in the airspace of a pot, perhaps that's permissible. Now,
it's steam that's cooking it, not the flame.
Heat. I meant heat. You're right, I said steam. That's a very bad word to use. I meant to say heat, because obviously steam would be cooking. It means the heat of the oven with a barrier of a container in the middle. Okay. Says Gemara, Gemara, the following Gemara will tell us that Kroy Dorish the Rabbi Yossi Haglil is Darshnik Psukim. What does the pasuk say? Hakom Odin Ba'olav Shu Samuch. Everybody agrees that olav, the word olav means adjacent to ma pligin, what's the machlokis, ba'al, what the word al means. Abasholomer, ala maracha, when it says they had to put the frankincense on, frankincense for the lechem aponim, on the maracha, on the arrangement of the breads, how many breads were there? 12. So he learned that it means samuch maracha, adjacent to the breads. Rabbanan Amar, Rabbanan say, al maracha means al gago shel maracha, literally on the top of the arrangement of the breads. Atzi d'Rabbi Shol k'Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shol goes like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbanan goes like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. How so? Because Rabbi Shol holds that it can be even on the... It doesn't have to be on the, when it says al, it means just adjacent to. So the Akiva holds the innards of the Korban Pesach that don't have to be on, they can be adjacent to. The Akiva holds you to hang them next to it. But Rabbanan holds that the breads have to be on the Maarocha. The breads have to be on the, the frankincense has to be on the show breads. Okay, this is half of the shulchan. These are six of the loaves. On the other side, there were another six. Okay? So actually, the frankincense, actually, it was, I'm sorry, I made a big boo-boo. It was six and six. Six and six. It wasn't three, 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 three. It was six and six. But he holds that the jug of frankincense went up here in the top bread. Is that clear? So Al Maroch is literal. That means that the jug of frankincense, which later they libated on the Mizbeach, had to go all the way up here. Says Al Maroch. On top of the arrangement. Okay? So that's the old al means literally on top, like Abish, like who is that? Rabbana. But you know, like Abishol, so it's adjacent to. Rabbi Omer, now here's a very interesting Gemara. Rabbi says, Afilu Asan Shneistorm Shah Basre. What happens if you, instead of putting 12 lechem aponim on the table, put 14? Instead of 6 and 6, 7 and 7. So what's that? Look, he said it's kosher. What is this kilo yoyna? A kilo yoyna. You look at the top level, which is superfluous if it's not there, but the bottom ones are kosher. mean the bottom 12. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boom, B'Shem Rabbi Yochan says, Rabbi Vav Shol B'Shitas Rameir B'Shulchan. Rabbi said that that's okay if you have 14. He's got to hold like Vav Shol. He can't hold that the Levona is on top of the bread. Because the Levona is on top of the bread. What's it's on top of?
Extra.
The extra beds, right? So he has to hold that the Levona was on the table itself. Between the two rows of bread. Between the two columns of bread. And that must be B'Shitas Rabbi Meir B'Shulchan. Rabbi Meir B'Shulchan was 6 by 12. 6 Tvachim by 12 Tvachim. Which gave a Tefach in the middle. So Machlokes at the Shulchan was 6 Tvachim by 10 Tvachim, 12 Tvachim, or 5 Tvachim by 10 Tvachim. It was 5 by 10, there was no room in the middle for the Bazichin. They had to be put on top of the breads. But if it was 6 by 12, there was a Tefach in the middle for the Bazichin, and then they were put in the middle. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Okay? Again, it's a Moshe Reuchan. So Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Shol, B'Shitas, Rabbi Meir, B'Shulchan. They go like Rabbi Meir's opinion on the Shulchan. Now, that's the end of that Sugya. And what we see here is that Rabbi Yossi clearly learns Al is literal. What does he learn the word Al means? Onto on. Not like Rabbi Akiva, which means adjacent. So Al, he learns, obviously you can't put it on top. So Al, he learns that it means literally inside. And he learns that from the Pasuk. Tuchbar. Diva Rabbi Tafra. Rabbi used to roast the Korban Pesach until it was inside out, meaning everything was fully done. Toch, inside, bar, outside. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mikulos. Rabbi Shmuel says, No, I said that terribly. That was absolutely wrong. Toch bar means how much it has to be cooked. I apologize. It's getting mixed up with the Bavli. Because the Bavli says you cook things tuch until they're fully boiled. Bubbling away. Right? That's not what he's referring to. Toch bar means you take the intestines out and you put them on the outside, like Rabbi Akiva. Toch, inside, bar, outside. Right? Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Mekulas. Rabbi Shmuel holds Mekulas, which means the filled or stuffed, which means you stuff the intestines and legs back inside. As for Rabbi Tam is going to Rabbi Akiva, so he put the intestines next to it, not inside it. Rabbi Shmuel is going to Rabbi Sli, so he put them inside. The Tani we learned. What's a G'diyam Kulos? The same thing Rabbi Sli has been advocating the entire time. Kulo Sli. It's in the entire thing is Tli, and it's all together. Rosho al krav vam gakirbo, the head on the legs and on the intestines. Shok mitzas or bishal mitzas. What if you cook very much or cook the impartially the Korban Pesach goat, right? So then it's not ena pesach gedim mekulos. It's not considered to have the mile of gedim mekulos. On the other hand, it doesn't have the concern of gedim mekulos, because what are you not allowed to eat bisman hazeh? Gedim mekulos. Even the Sfardim will have the minhag to eat lamb pesach night, roast lamb, mind you. They still don't eat gedim mekulos, meaning stuff with the intestines. Okay? So that's another nafkimina. The nafkimina is that as long as part of the gedi is cooked, let's say you stuck a leg in a soup, even while it's still connected to the animal, that's not going to be gedi makulas anymore. And then you'd be allowed to use that gedi, that goat, for your meal Pesach night. Okay, despite the fact that you stuffed the innards back in and all that stuff. Okay? So,
stuffing of the innards.
Yeah.
So, what we still have in my books, we haven't really resolved that. Because in terms of kashrus, simple kashrus, that's trade.
Right. Oh, right. But the Bavli gives the teretz on that. I neglected to say it. I think even the Yerushalmi gives the teretz in some place, if I recall correctly. Maybe not. The Bible gives it says when you roast it upside down, the blood drips out.
Even from the inside.
But obviously, Yerushalmi is not going with that. So, but independently of that, if there's an issur kedima kulos Pesach night, and that issur kedima kulos you get around as long as you cook a little part of it. Even the rest of it is completely roasted lamb, as long as the little part is not not roasted. Now, machnisin kedima kulos, when it's allowed to eat a kedima kulos, bring literally machnisin brings to bring it in, but it means to eat it. On the first night of Sukkot, no shock there, right? And on the last day of Pesach. Now, that also should be no shock. Lieberman brings out a girsa, though, which is the much bigger Kiddush, that it should be Biyotav Arishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, but not at night during the day. For lunch, you can have roast lamb, but not at night. Okay? Machnisin Ega Mekulas, however, roast cow beef, right, roast beef, that you can use Bilel Yotarishon Shal Pesach, you can use the first night of Pesach as well, Velokadim Mekulas, but not this stuffed goat. Tani Yom Rabbi Yossi said, Tudus Ish Romi, Tudus the Roman, the Inigus Anche Romi, made a custom in Romi, Shu Ochlin Gedoim Mekulasim Lel Yipsachim, that they may eat the Gedoim Mekulasim on Pesach night. Shochu Chachonim Vamuloi, Chachonim sent the message and said, Ilule, Shah Todus, we are not the Chosh V'yid Todus, I don't think we would have put you in a cherem. You bet you we would have put you in a cherem. Would have zapped your heart. Mao Todus says, well, who's this guy Todus? I'm a chinina. And in other words, why didn't they put him in a cherem right away? Dava, it should be Mishaleach. Parnas Hussein, the Rabbanan. He used to send merchandise to the rabbis in order they should be able to make money. So he used to help them out. So obviously, they couldn't put him in the cherem, right? That's right. That's like, putting Reichman in the cherem. Ain't nobody going to do that. All right. Other Rabbanim are always in danger of being put in the cherem. But a Baal Bas is never in danger of being put in the cherem. Chas V'Shalom is not saying that that's a flat in the Gemara. I'm talking about contemporary conditions. Okay. Says the Gemara. Lo nimtzeis mevias a rami de'achilas kachim b'chutz. This is a continuation of what they said to Tudus. Don't you realize they're bringing the masses to think that they're eating carbonates outside the Beis Hamikdash? Shekoa mevias a rami de'achilas kachim b'chutz. Anybody brings the masses to eat kachim b'chutz or to perceive that they're eating kachim b'chutz, tzorach nidi gotta put them in the cheder. Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Shem Rav says, Zos Ameris, this meticulous forbearance from indicating anything outside the Beis Hamikdash may even remotely be kachim teaches us, the person may not to his friend, hey, l'cha amos, here's money, but say l'kach l'cha bohem, and go buy with them, basar l'pesach, even though he means the yontif of Pesach, because what is the connotation, possibly? Korban Pesach. Even though he's buying dead, slaughtered meat. But so you might think that he's buying dead, that it's Pesach. Rather, what must he say? He says to him, I'll take this money, but say, kachli ben basar litzlos. Take me meat to roast, but not mention for what holiday or what purpose. Okay? Rabbi Yami, boy. Rabbi Yami has a very interesting question, which the Bible asks as well. What if you scraped out the coals of the fire and then you roasted it in a hot fire without coals? Is that considered to be tzliyesh? Rabbi Yami says, Ma tzvicholek Rabbi Yosef, it's only shy as Rabbi Yosef Glili. Like Rabbi Yosef Glili, he has a shiloh, I forgot why.
Thank you.
stuff inside.
Yeah, no, but Rabbi Yitzchak Lee also dashes the pasuk literally. Rabbi Akiva doesn't. So I think when Rabbi Kiva, it's partial that it's good. Because Rabbi Kiva doesn't require the pasuk to be literally fulfilled. Rabbi Yitzchak Lee is what it requires literally fulfilled. So Shiloh's, what tzliyesh is there? Have to be a fire right now in order to be considered to be tzliyesh. That's the question, okay? So again, the Yushami says, Matzah Lee, Rabbi Yitzchak Lee, Brown, Rabbi Kiva, it's partial that it's good. Rabbi Yitzchak Lee said, no. But if you like Rabbi Kiva, it's a problem. Marshall, let me get. So I never saw this before in either Shas. Marshall means, let me give you, for instance, a marshall in explaining my question. If you have coals in the airspace of an oven, so the meat gets cooked after half an hour. However, if the coals are outside the oven, right, then it takes an hour to cook. So I think I got this wrong. One second. Yeah, I got it wrong. I apologize. Let's go back four lines. Before I look at Pnei Moshe, now I look at Carbonator. I realize I was wrong. Means like Rabbi Yitzchak Lee, it's efshir, it's kosher. Why is it possible it's kosher, could Rabbi Yitzchak Lee? Because anyway, the intestines and innards of the Korban Pesach don't get roasted. They get cooked, right? They get cooked because they're encased in the Korban Pesach itself. So maybe Korban Rabbi Yitzchak Lee, even if you don't have fire directly in contact with something, it's still considered to be roast. In other words, the fire is on the Korban Pesach. The inside is more cooked, but since the outside is being heated by a fire, so therefore the inside is considered to be liyesh too. So maybe here too, where you remove the fire source, since the heat is still coming from a fire, maybe that's also called fire. Just like the innards, which are one step removed from true fire, are considered tzli, so too, when you took away the ash and removed the entire oven one step from fire, maybe it's still considered to be tzli ash as well. Right? So like Rabbi Yosef, it's a question. But Rabbi Kiva, pshikale, that it's possible! It's certainly possible, Kun Rabbi Kiva. Why is it possible, Kun Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Kiva says, oh, the innards have to be outside the animal. That means they too have to come in contact with the fire. So if the innards are inside the animal, it's not coming into contact with the fire. So that's definitely possible. Says more, not true. Not true. I'll give you a marshal. If you look at Rabbi Kiva, it's Rechoy. If you don't like Rabbi Kiva, you can ask the question. Marshal, let me give the marshal again. You call him Rabbi Atanur. If you have coals in the inside of the oven, it takes a half an hour to cook the Korban Pesach. If you have the coals outside the oven, and the oven is only hot because of residual heat, then it also cooks. So it needs a little shaw, but only it takes an hour, another half an hour. So what? Who cares? What do we see from this? That what makes it cook faster? No, I got it wrong again. It means like this. He's saying an oven truly roasts. Because if you have coals inside the oven, it takes a half an hour to heat. If you have coal to roast. If you have coals outside the oven, and you're cooking over the coals on an open fire, it takes a half an hour longer. So we see that what the oven is a source of heat, and I don't know if heat source is the right word, but enhances the heat, and that's what causes it to cook quicker and speedier.
It encases the meat in.
No, that the Gemara is going to say later. Right, the Gemara is assuming that the oven actually is part and parcel of tzli. The Al-Ghaya, if it's in an oven, it gets nitzle quicker. That's the Gemara. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Akiva, perhaps roasting in a fire, in an oven bereft of fire, is still roasting. Because we see anyway that the oven enhances the roasting process, so it must be that ovens roast, not just fire. Says the Gemara, no. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabun, Tanur Eino Boilu Kachoyim Klum. It's not that the oven is assisting the coals in cooking. Eino Elo Machdis is a hevel. It focuses heat. That's what you meant to say, right? It concentrates heat. The oven doesn't contribute heat, it concentrates heat. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, requires true fire. The oven will do the fact, an empty oven is not considered to be a valid form roasting according to Pesach. Right? And that's why when the coals are in the oven, it's a half an hour. When the coals are outside the oven, it's a full hour. Not now because there's no heat focused, but not because the oven is a heat source. Okay, ain't so a Pesach. You can't roast the Pesach. Lo b'shbud. Now it's a metal skewer. The lo b'askol, not on a grill either. Amrei b'tzadik, ma'aser gamliel shemar l'tavio. They once said the tavi is servant. Tzeil tzlein lo nas Pesach l'askol. Go grill for us the korban Pesach. But noga b'chesu shel tanur. If the korban Pesach touches the side of the oven, so then yiklof is makomo. You got to peel off the side where it touched because that cooked, came into contact with the surface. Not the mirotvel cheres. What if some source of korban Pesach fell on pottery? The chazir oven goes back on the korban Pesach. Also yitos makomo. You got to take off the plates because that sauce became cooked by the wall of the oven, and now it turns around and cooks the korban Pesach. That's no good. Okay. Not the mirotvel solis that flour, which got cooked because of the korban Pesach. Korban Pesach itself is intact. It's the flour which is now possible because the flour was cooked by the korban Pesach, and we'll discuss that in the Gemara. Says more tzli yesh lo tzpli tshpot, because it says roast on a fire, not roast on a skewer. Lo tzikzer, no roast in a pan. Lo tzli askelor, no roast on a grill. Lo tzli mateches, no roast on metal. The load sleep cold over out to cold over. Not roasted any way, shape, or form. Says the Gemara, similarly we have halacha about michvas hesh, if a person is burned by fire. Vis-a-vis tzaras. Right? That michvas hesh could be a possible for a sign of tzaras. Yochol moreres, is it talking about where you have a burn wound, which is still moist, that there can become taras, tamlomer, the choysa mikvas amichi. No, it has to heal. Only if it's not moist anymore, if it's somewhat scabbed over. Imichias amichva, if it's still alive, in other words, it's healed. Yochel akshatasa talekis. Maybe you don't care, it's not considered to be taras until it becomes an actual scar. Tamlomer mikvas esh. No, because it says mikvas esh. Okay, tzad, what do we mean, mechvas esh? So that means, choysav alo choysav, it's partially but not fully healed, that's what can get saras. V'cheinu armi lamato. And so too it says subsequently. Sarevis ha-michvehi, when it's sarevis ha-michveh, what is that? That means, achetikron keklipas hashum. Now, there's a large typo here. Look in the Korban Edah. In the last of narrow lines. Hachi Garcina. Ukshua mer lamata and tsarevis michvahi. Achatikrom with klipas hashum. It's only that red has to have a scab the size of the thickness of a garlic peel. Only then it is mikabel tzaras. Now, all that is not what we brought this down for. What we brought this down for is for the following lines which the carbonator brings down. Eli shenichve b'or. I only know that for a burn from fire you get tzaras. Nichve b'remetz. What if you got a burn from hot peat? B'seed rosech, hot lime. Kipsis, something else, rosech, olive skins, which are broken up, olive refuse. Uvechame or not water. How do we know also that you're considered to be candidate for tzaras? Tam lomer michve, no matter how you got burnt. If that's the case, there it says michvas esh. I would say it doesn't matter what the medium is, as long as heated up by fire. But he only said sli esh, and he said dafka roasted by fire, not roasted by anything else. How do we reconcile the two? Just like over there, we're expansive about what can cause the burn, so there should be expansive about what can cause the roast, right? Says Marno. I'm Rabbi Lezer, Tamad sli esh. Ki'im tzli'esh, excess verbiage, mi'utim, ki'im tzli'esh, only tzli'esh. Shara leva kosel lakev, right, it says tzli'esh, and it says ki'im tzli'esh, must repeat in order to focus it narrowly. Let's say this is how it must be done. Bromach, but here, vice amichvats, here it says just vice amichvats, without an additional ki'im tzli'esh, so amichvim kom okom, any way you get this burn. I'm not sure if I have to do another reason. Taman by Kohen Pesach, it says Chukas Torah. Chukas Torah means exactly as written in the Torah, as engraved in the Torah. And therefore, since the Torah says, by our case, by Sli Esh, it says Chukas Torah must be precisely roasted like they did over an open fire in Mitzrayim, as opposed to anywhere else, which doesn't have to have that rigidity. Hachamayislach over here by Tzaraas is no such rigid precondition. Now, ask more. Lately, Rav Gamliel Tzliyesh, Rav Gamliel who did grill on a grill, doesn't he hold the Tzliyesh? So Islay, he knows a fascinating thing. It says Pesach Mitzrayim Tzliyesh. Says Tzliyesh. You know what had to be Tzliyesh? The Pesach in Egypt. But for all generations, ain't Pesach Hador Sliyesh. Pesach for all subsequent generations, not at meat Sliyesh. It can even be grilled or fried or whatever the case may be. What? From the jug, from the placement of the Pesukim. The place in the description in Parshas Bo of how to do Korn Pesach. It says that they're not essential. Okay? It says more further. Same like that, yeah. It comes out later in Karavi Psalkin. Yeah. What's. Okay. Says what further. I don't think though it says a lila is a cool out sleep.
No. I think it's
a lila is a
sleep.
I have a nice. It's like a lila is a moror, a lila is a sleep. Yeah. Yeah, same like that. Okay. But Ram Gamliel doesn't know that way. Yeah, Gamliel's kids didn't say that, right? Nice stories. Amar Yisrael Rabun, Rav Yisrael Rabun said, Ram Gamliel, no, you got it wrong. Ram Gamliel dashed the sliage like everybody else. Ram Gamliel's typos here. Shri Ram Gamliel, Avi told us age. He says that which comes from fire, meaning a grill, is kesh, is like fire. So Sai doesn't know the sliage. He holds that a grill is like the fire itself. Rabbanan, again the same typo, the reverse, love the intolerant. They don't say that which comes from fire, meaning grills like fire itself. Ask a theological question. Ragamil Cholk al Chachomi Vice Allah Kayetzibo. Ragamil is arguing on all the other Chachomim, yet he follows his own opinion. Now, this is a shocking question, and the one here doesn't answer. Because Gamliel always held that way. Gamliel was the Nasi, was deposed, because he was adamant in his own opinion. But maybe that they knew this is after he was deposed. So they say, how can he follow his own opinion? Right? He was overruled. Okay, but the Gemara goes on. So now we go to the Tash and Psukim. Where the Psukim just to have said, do not eat from it, roast it. Only roasted. No, it didn't say do not eat from it, only partially cooked. I would have said if you just singed it when you were roasting it, you didn't fully roast it. It's not well done, only lightly touched by fire. That suffices, right? Have it tzarech shuyom or no? That's what it says. Lo tochlu menu no. That has to be fully cooked. Oh, on the other hand, ilu amar lo sochli menakim tliyesh. Where it only to say lo sochli tliyesh, but not lo amar would not say don't eat ubashel. Or you see, amar I would have said shoko if you fully cooked it. Soko means overcooked it, and then soyo, then roasted it. Yeah, mutter. As long as you ended up roasting it, even though you cooked it earlier, that's okay. That's why I have a tzarech umo only shomer ubashel has to be don't eat it cooked. Doesn't just say the word bashel. It also says don't eat mivushal. Ubashel mivushal. So why do you need also the word mivushal? Because we're not to have said mivushal. Yitzchak would have said bishlovet soyo. If you've cooked it overly much, shlika, and then roasted it, that's no good. But bishlo, you only cooked it a little amount, and then tzolio, and then roasted the mutter, I might say it's mutter. Heavy tzorchu shomar, mevusha, that's why it has the same. Heavy tzorchu shomar, mevusha, benoah, tzorchu shomar, basha, tzorchu shomar, mevusha. Each one of these precludes something. No precludes only partially roasted, basha precludes overcooked and then roasted, and mevusha precludes. But some are cooked and then roasted. Achal kazayis levodion. These are all things we had in the Bavli. If you ate a kazayis partially cooked before Pesach begins, istani tani chayev. Some say you're chayev. Istani tani potter. Some say you're potter. Manim are chayev. He says you're chayev. Atoch limenu no. Says do not eat partially cooked. Mikomakol. No matter when you do it. Umanim are chayev. You said you're chayev. Says. I'm sorry, I misread that. Mandam are chayav, atol imenu no mikomakom. Mandam are potter, b'shashu kumechol tzli. When you're quiet, eat it roasted, as the mitzvah say, hubabal tochol no, then you have to laugh to eat it partially cooked. B'shashu enu kumechol tzli, when you do not yet have that mitzvah that say, enu bal tochol no, you don't have to laugh as well. Simli shavar bo etzem ibo dio wo wo. You broke it in the corn Pesach of a bone before Pesach begins. So same idea. These tiny tiny chayv, some say chayv, these tiny tiny potter, some say potter. Madam are chayv, he says chayv, that's a little siege brew bomb, come on, come whenever you break it, you transgress it. Madam are potter, he says potter. Bishash enu, bekum echotzi, we're not required to eat roasted. Enu, mishum vetsam lo tish brew bomb, there is no problem of vetsam lo tish brew bomb. Bishash, bishum, bekum echotzi, when you're required to eat roasted at night, who mishum vetsam lo tish brew bomb, then there's a problem of breaking bones. Noga becherso shel tanur. Now, if the Pesach touches the side of the oven, psula gufu. Pesach is inherently pasul. V'nisav miyana, it's born immediately. Notav mirotva lecheres, if some of the sauce falls on some of the sauce falls on it and then falls back on the korban Pesach, psul machshiru. It's only a partial psul, right? Because the Pesach itself didn't touch it. The sauce which came back. So it's a partial psul. The tone tzura, it's got to become noser before you allow it to burn that part on which the sauce dripped. Notaf al mirot v'al solas. If something dripped on the solas, yikmot tzis makoma, you take off that solas, you don't eat it. Why? Chir barav v'shemer v'shemer lakar said, har the temer v'rosachas, that's where the solas was hot. So the solas cooked that sauce, and that even the sauce of the Korban Pesach may not be cooked by something other than fire. So therefore, that's you're not allowed to eat the sauce, nor the flour which it touched. Have obitzonenis, but if the sauce, the flour was cold, then it should be mushari or mutter, because in that case, of course, the sauce is cooking the paste, the flour. That's okay. Rabbi Lezer Lomar Torah Hu Lo Yitzla Sacherim. It doesn't say that the sauce can cook something else. El Hu Lo Yitzla Machmas Sacherim. It's that the sauce cannot be cooked from something else, but so the sauce can cook something else, and therefore the kemach is only also sauce if it itself was hot, not if it was cold and was cooked because of the sauce. Okay, they're raring to go for Maariv here.